Well, good morning. Been away, travelling, different places, including going to London the other day. And, you know, they have all these amazing things there, like hand dryers in London. Well, there we are, amazing things. And this particular kind of hand dryer, which was in the Natural History Museum, and it said, push for power. Now, there's a promise, if ever there was. Push for power. So I did. And? Molly? And? Nothing happened. Oh. So I went to the next hand dryer. What do you think that hand dryer said, Charlotte? Push for power. And? Timothy?
Nothing happened.
So I went to the next hand dryer. What do you think it said? What do you think it said, Stanley, then?
Push for power.
And? Molly? Gracie, go on there. Another thing happened. Finally, I pushed the fourth one, and I'm relieved to be able to tell you it worked. Well, push for power. Well, it all sounded so easy, that, didn't it? All you had to do was that, and there you were. It all would just produce the necessary power. It was a bit highfalutin, wasn't it, really? All there was a hand dryer. But anyway, it expressed itself in that way. Push for power. And I pushed, and there was no power. All the promises. You know, a lot of people look for power. They do. They look for power. They want power. Power to be different. Power to change. Power to serve God. It can sound very good, you see, at times. Power to serve God. I want that power. Ah, but how do you find that power for living? How do you come by that power for serving? And some people will say to us, easy, just need this or that. You need a zap of something. You need to come into some experience, a bit like the push for power. It'll hit you and oh, you'll be such a different person. Well, been there and seen that one a bit. Tried a few pushings for power in different places. I can tell you, doesn't work so well, that one. No, not straightforward in a way like that. Not just, well, let's just do it and let it happen to me like that. Well, no. But pray for power, yes. Seek God for it, yes. Seek him with the Bible open, most certainly, yes. And seek him believing because he's given the Holy Spirit that we might live for him and change, be different, be able to serve him, be able to do the things we couldn't do before, change in the ways impossible before. Yes. And you may need to perspire a little, and you may need to wait a while, and you may need to be patient. It isn't quite just the push for power, and it's all there, but he'll promise it. It's not through some strange kind of view of the Holy Spirit that you'll need or find that power, or some strange view about the Christian life that you'll find that power, but in the Bible and in the Christ that the Bible describes and in the glorious truths that are laid out there. Take those to your heart. There's power in that. And believe in him, Almighty God. Is this not his world? Can he not act still in it? Of course he can. There's power to be found. But you'll need to seek him and ask him. You can't just sort of lie there and think, it'll happen. Push for power. I was disappointed in the Natural History Museum. You'll be disappointed if you follow a quick fix. But you listen well to all that is preached and taught and the hymns that we sing and the God that's described there and the ways that the saints of old have trod, because they discovered the same things themselves. Some of them took wrong turnings, like I've taken some wrong turnings, found that way at last, and so glad to have found it. So, there's power, indeed. God's a God of infinite power. But you approach him rightly, seek it from his hand for the right reasons too, and you will find immense blessing in your lives. Well, we begin then. Fresh year, as it were. September always seems like a new year, doesn't it? School and the rest of it. But God bless each of you in your schools and colleges. And starting at school as well for some, isn't it there? So may God encourage us in that, in our learning, in all that we do. Let's sing a hymn, One There Is Above All Others. That's 155. 155.